following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family, coming to you on location today. I am doing today's Refuge Daily actually in my garage of the apartment that me and my wife have. And I thought I would come to you and show you my garage back here. You can kind of take a look at some of the stuff that has piled up as we're packing things up. And that's because we are working on putting some workout stuff in our garage. And I thought, you know what, this would be a cool place to do the Refuge Daily for January the 19th. Because as you know, tomorrow, January 20th, is going to start a new presidency. We're going to continue on into 2021, and hopefully there will be some good things with this pandemic just coming up that hopefully we can kind of return as a church together. But I wanted to do it in my garage today because as I was packing a lot of things up with my wife, you know, the thought came to mind of old things that we hold on to, things that we hold on to that, you know, kind of cause a lot of clutter in our own house or our garage. And me and my wife just went through a whole bunch of stuff and we got rid of things that we no longer use anymore, or things of the past that, though they were sentimental to some degree, we just really kind of see them as clutter. And we hold on to our memories of the past, but we don't actually hold on to the stuff and the objects. Well, thinking about that concept and thinking about 2021 for the believer, there's going to be a lot of opportunity this year to really look at ourselves and think about the things of the past, the old things, if you will, the things that maybe we've held on to for quite some time and we're afraid to let go of. And some of those things are dark, dirty, and dingy, kind of like this garage here where we tend to keep old things, is in the hidden places in our life where nobody else can see them. Well, if you go to Romans chapter 6 and you look at Romans 6, starting in verse 6, it says this. It says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died has freed us from sin. You know, for me and you, each one of us struggle with different areas of our life, dark, dirty, dingy areas in our life. Some of those places in our life that we have packed away and we have hidden those things that we don't want anybody else to look at or anybody else to see. And those things, though nobody can see them and maybe we don't pay attention to them all that often, you know, they're still there if we haven't really thrown them out the way that we should. If we haven't really tossed them completely away, completely gotten rid of them by confessing them, by talking with somebody about them. They continue to kind of remain in those dark areas of our life. And, you know, every once in a while, they creep back up and the messiness of what they were kind of fogs our head and clouds our thinking. Well, my encouragement for you for today is to kind of think about some of those things in your life. There may be some people that you need to forgive and you are holding on to some grudges. Maybe there are some things in your life that you haven't shared with your friends that maybe you should share with them, or your spouse that you need to share with your spouse. There might be areas of your life that you're afraid to have people peek in on and look at because you're like, don't look there. It's just really messy. And you're not really honest with yourself. Well, my encouragement for you is to do exactly what the scriptures say, and that is to confess your sin. And you confess that before God, but I think it's very healthy to go find somebody that you can also confess your sin to personally and say, I need some accountability on this area. I need to open up this dark, dirty area of my life, this struggle that I have, and I want you to help me clean it up a little bit. So that's my encouragement for you for today. And going into 2021, I think it's a good time for the Church of Jesus, for each and every single one of us, the body of Christ, to look deep within itself, ask itself some questions, pray to the Lord and say, Lord, remove the things within my own heart, within your body, within the ones that represent you, Lord, that truly aren't of you and are really truly of ourselves. I pray that God guides you, that he is with you, that his face shines upon you as we move further into this year. And don't sweat it. Anything that you're worried about, anything where you think that, you know, the government is going to change and it has me sweating bullets and I'm afraid that, you know, this thing or that thing's going to happen, whatever this thing or that thing is, you know what it is in your own mind. Whatever that is, don't worry about it. You know what? Jesus is on the throne. Jesus is king. Jesus has transcended all government systems, all rulers, all authorities, and all power. And the Word, who he is, dwells deeply inside of our hearts and gives us the power to live in this world that we know is so dark and increasingly getting darker and darker as time goes on. But it's okay. Do what Jesus says. Don't worry about the things of tomorrow. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. And what does that mean? It means to seek the things that are loving. Seek the things that are peaceful. Seek the things that are wise. That is what the kingdom of heaven is all about. May we be this people, the people of God, the citizens of heaven that reflect the glory of God in all that we do, say, and think. I'm praying for you guys. I love you guys. Remember, don't hold on to the things of the past. Freely confess those to the Lord. Don't worry about the future. And let's make 2021 just the greatest year. A great year of revival, a great year of renewal, and maybe a year we get to clean out some of the old dirty junk that's been stored up for some time. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for everybody who's watching this. Lord, I pray that you look into the dirty, dark, secret areas of our life, the underground dungeons or the dirty garages that we keep all of the hidden things of our life at. And may we remember, Lord, that it is through your Son that we have put away the sins of the past. We have died to the old man, and we've been made new by you. May we daily confess and continue to follow you, Lord. May we always look to you and not of ourselves. Help clean us up, Lord. Help clean us out, Lord. And help us do nothing but reflect your light in your name. Amen. All right, I hope you guys have a great day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.